right, everyone. Hello, Holly King. Welcome to my podcast. This is Wild Kingdom Wellness. We will talk about everything well in this podcast. We will explore topics that include subject matters like spirituality, physical, mental, emotional health, and also the things you see going on in the world around you. So if you are ready to go on this Wild Kingdom Wellness ride with me, then make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. You also share this particular podcast and more with others. I will be exploring the realms that people are afraid to go into, and you will not want to miss these episodes. So, Holly King, Wild Kingdom Wellness, welcome to my journey.
All right, everyone. Hello, Holly King. Welcome to my podcast. This is Wild Kingdom Wellness. Today is Wednesday. It is February the 11th, 2026. The moon today is in Sagittarius, which is the sign of travel, good luck and fortune, and the color of the day today is yellow, of which I'm very thankful for, because as I start to record this podcast for us today, I am looking at the sun, which is this big, bright, yellow ball of fire coming up outside of my window, looking at the horizon. So anyway, I hope you guys are doing well. Welcome to Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, do I have a conversation for you today. And so I want you to make sure that you are in a position right now to set the phone down, set your video down, like sit down at the table if you are watching me on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about some stuff today that could be potentially controversial. And so, what topic am I talking about today? Ladies and gentlemen, I am talking about politics and spirituality at the same time. So again, grab your cup of coffee, grab your tea, grab your bagel and or your biscuit, because we are going to get into a conversation today, a factual conversation today with an opinionated spin, or maybe I could say an opinionated conversation today with a factual spin. Either way, it pertains to what I'm going to talk about today. So I'll jump right in. Okay. The other day, 2 days ago, maybe 3 days ago, within the last 72 hours, ladies and gentlemen, I stumbled upon a video on YouTube from an artist, a musician by the name of Tom MacDonald, MacDonald. I do believe that is the way you spell his last name. Yes, he is a rapper. Okay. So, and I want you all to know right now, for those of you all that are not watching via video, I have his Wikipedia page pulled up, and I also have the lyrics of Tom MacDonald's latest song called Pray for the Left. Okay, let me make sure. Yeah, Pray for the Left. Y'all, I stumbled upon this video of Tom singing this song, Pray for the Left, the other day on YouTube. And I went, okay, let me watch this, because Tom MacDonald is not a mainstream, well-known rapper. However, if you have been following independent musicians long enough, you will find out that Tom MacDonald actually has quite a large YouTube following and presence. I'm actually going to pull up real quick while I'm talking here his YouTube channel. So anyway, I'm like flipping through, my algorithm hits, and all of a sudden, here's Tom MacDonald rapping to the song Pray for the Left. And I played this whole song. It's like three, I'm not going to play it here for time purposes, but you can look it up, okay? I will drop the link to his YouTube video in the description post show notes, okay? So Tom MacDonald, white guy, you know, country rock Christian rebel, okay? So that's the way I would describe Tom McDonald. He's tattooed all over his face. He's very white, okay? He's very Caucasian. And he mentions this in the song. So this is why I'm starting off this podcast with a description of Tom McDonald, because I need you to understand that this particular conversation we're going to have about politics, Christianity, religion, music, and freedom of speech is going to be based on this video I watched the other day with Tom McDonald. So look him up. Please write his name down. Come back to this, you know, conversation with me later. But y'all, I stumbled on this video and I watched it and I went, oh my living God, this man is so controversial at this very moment in time. I was like, well, I had to go back, y'all, and look at the lyrics of the song Pray for the Left. Okay, again, that's the name of the title of the cut, okay, the song Pray for the Left. I had to literally go back and look up the lyrics of this song because I'm reading between the lines of what Tom is trying to say to people on the quote unquote left of politics. And I had an effing epiphany after hearing his song twice, reading the lyrics of his song, and I went, oh my God, this man is trying to get a message through to not just people on the left, not just people on the right, to everyone in the middle. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm yelling now. Everyone in the middle who believes that human beings have a right to exist should freaking listen to the lyrics of this song by Tom McDonald, okay? Now, let me just go ahead and say to you right now, I am not left, I am not right, I am absolutely a middle girl when it comes to politics, religion, spirituality, you know, ethnicity, all the things. I'm like, I just exist, okay? I am not here to claim or disappropriate someone else's genetic makeup just because of the color of their skin, you know, where they grew up, were they from the north, the south, are they black, are they white, are they male, are they female, are they Christian, are they Muslim? Listen, y'all, with me, the buck stops here when it comes to the judgment, okay? Because I'm just one woman with a camera and a microphone just kind of going along life, right? But y'all, I'm praying for everyone, okay? I don't care what side of the political agenda you're on, okay? Because here's what I'm learning as I start to study out what's happening in like current day times. We have two tiers of government right now. We're going to talk about that later, later. So make sure you click like and subscribe because we're just going to have candid conversations here with me as a person. You know, not as a professional, so anything I say can and will not be used against me, okay? This is my disclaimer to tell you all, I am coming to you all as a woman and just a human being, okay? So the fact that I'm a health coach, that I'm a massage therapist, that I'm a Reiki master, that I am a Bible coach, that I'm certified in 8 million modalities to talk to you about health and wellness, I also have a personal experience as a human being on this planet, and you all, I've been married 5 times, okay, F-I-V-E, five, and some of the relationships that I've had with men, okay, men are complicated, all right, women are complicated too, but men are complicated, and so when I look at the lyrics of this white rapper boy song, and I don't mean to call you a boy, Tom, if this gets to you, that was not a slam or a slur, you're a male. Okay, I'm just trying to paint a picture here right now so that the people listening to this podcast will go and look up your video and then do the due diligence that I've done in order to look at the lyrics and go, is that really what he is saying there? Because in the interim, when you look at Tom's video, okay, he looks like he's just as right-winged MAGA as you can imagine. And again, in his lyrics, he talks about, you know, the red hat, the MAGA hat, okay? But I want you all to really listen to me for a minute before you even dare pass any judgment on whether or not this song is racist. Because as a matter of fact, it is as non-racist as it can be if you were to flip the script when it comes to being a Christian and being white. And I know this is a very difficult conversation for us to have, but y'all, it's time we start talking about this stuff and stop being in the dark when it comes to what politics, what it really is. What is the role of politics? Okay, ladies and gentlemen. So I said all of that in the first 9 minutes of this podcast to start to talk to you all about the lyrics in Tom McDonald's song called, quote unquote, Pray for the Left. Okay, so here we go. So I have a website called azlyrics.com up in front of me. And I Googled, I searched on that website, the lyrics for this song, Pray for the Left. Here's how it starts out. Now, they always said that Charlie Kirk was a Nazi. Then they celebrated after they killed him. That's the first line of this song, okay? Dude's on the video playing the guitar under a tree next to a farm fence, okay? Look this video up, please. I will drop it in the show notes, okay? Second line. They try to tell us that Black Lives Matter and that white people have always been villains. I went, oh, shit, dude, you got some balls here singing this song right in public. I was like, okay, what did we say? What are you doing? What are you doing, white boy? That's how I felt. I was like, what are you doing, Tom, right? They're burning flags in the streets. They scream at police taking illegals to prison. I was like, okay. They got rainbows on their bedroom walls. They swear to God that men could be women. Okay, so I was like, right there, this first paragraph, these first four lines of Tom McDonald's song, Pray for the Left, is excessively controversial. And I was like, this kid, is he asking for trouble? That's the first thing that I thought of as a middle-aged white woman-ish. I'm white-ish, by the way, you all. So, and again, I'm only talking about race because it is the precipice of this. It is a big part of this song, okay? He's talking about color of the skin, right? So anyway, I was like, this guy's crazy. He must be out of his mind. Second stanza, I guess, is what you would call it. Anyway, he starts singing, he's praying for the left. So there's a chorus. They'll shoot your red hat off, then they'll make a meme of your last breath because you're not like them, so they want you dead, but we still pray for the left. They say that they're hurt by the things that we said, then say we deserve it when we are dead. When we're shot in the neck with our last breath, we will still pray for the left. That's the chorus. Okay, so he sings this chorus a couple of times. Second stanza, which is where I was going, or second set. They keep saying that ICE are the Nazis, so they're buying guns and tracking positions. Go tell the parents of the kids who were killed, illegal immigrants are really the victim. I went, wait a minute, what is he saying again? Like, I was trying to get into what is he doing here, right? So what he's saying is that people on the left, again, I'm going to come back and clarify what I think that means as a term at the end of this podcast. But where he says, go tell the parents of the kids who were killed, illegal immigrants are really the victim. And I was like, is he trying to say, you know, maybe we should be, you know, looking at both sides of it? Because if people are being killed by ICE agents or people are being shuffled in a prison. I don't know, y'all. Listen, I'm trying to be politically correct here, and I know this is a dangerous place to go, but right now, I guess I should clarify my stance on immigration, okay, before we go any further into this song, okay? I believe America should be a mixing pot of people. I think Americans on all fronts, this is why we are great, because we are able to go, you know what, we can get along with our Black neighbor, we can get along with our Israeli neighbor, we can get along with our Venezuelan neighbor. Like, we can do it if we really tried, okay? That's my point, all right? But I understand also documenting people when they live in a country is a little bit of an important issue, okay? So why? Because of taxes and because of population and populace, okay? So at the end of the day, let's look at big picture stuff here. This is why I'm really smart, and you all need to like and subscribe and continue to listen to what I have to say, because you're really going to want to, okay? You're just going to want to. And if anything, I'm going to try to bring all of these hard conversations to the forefront for us to talk about in the space of love, okay? I'm not trying to be a bitch here, so just hear me out, okay? I, as a middle-aged, hardworking, tax-paying citizen of the United States of America, know that my tax dollars are not being spent appropriately. Now, am I willing to pay taxes in order to have a healthy, wholesome infrastructure in my city, my state, my world, you know, my sphere, etc.? Yes. Okay. So here I am, taxpaying citizen, you know, and all of a sudden, all of these different, you know, cultures come into America and they're not documented. How am I supposed to know how much tax money I'm supposed to give? And then how am I supposed to know that we get them settled in as a person, as a family, like they want to go live in, you know, Minnesota or Miami, whatever. But we integrate immigrants in. That's why it's called Inta and Emma. Great. You know, you are interconnecting people based on cultural change. So we integrate people into immigration, but yes, absolutely, 1,000%, we need to document people that are here. And like, it's like, that's the biggest challenge right now. Well, one, because the government isn't properly staffed. That's what I would say. Okay, we'll talk about that later, and I can prove that. Okay, the government is not adequately staffed with the proper people in order to get the work done, so that people can be documented and then figure out, do they qualify for any, you know, internal benefits? And if that's the case, then we have to allocate the money properly, because if you don't, what happens is I, as the taxpayer, have to bleed out my butthole more money and pay $5 fucking dollars for a loaf of bread, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. That is on another topic. This is not a PG-13 podcast, by the way. Like and subscribe. But ladies and gentlemen, hear me out. The problem is documentation, okay? And so here we are, you know, the people are mad. Your friends have been here for 20 years. You don't know if they got a Visa card properly or not. Is it expired? You know, did they get married? And all these kids are coming in and we're having babies. Like, this is not, listen to me, humans. This is not a Joe Biden problem, okay? No. It's not. It's not a Joe Biden problem. It's not a Kamala Harris problem. It's not even a Donald Trump problem, okay? It's an American problem. And for those of us in America who have been here our whole lives and who are in the X generation, who have built the infrastructure, who hammered the nails, you know, who stuck the IVs in your arm when you needed chemotherapy, those are the people whose voices matter. And what's happening is, because we have identified the left or the right as enemies of each other, we have created what is now a spiritual civil war. And so I think what Tom was trying to say in his lyrics here is that, how do we explain to the immigrants that are here innocently that we still need you to, like, you know, document yourself so that we can help, as American citizens, help take care of you and integrate you into our community so we can eat your fabulous swarm of food? It's not that hard. But here's what the problem is, okay? And I'm deviating from the song for a moment, because this is not only a political war, this has become a religious war. Because Christianity within itself is fracturing. If you look at what's going on after the death of Charlie Kirk, which I think is why Tom McDonald was so brave to start off his lyrics in the first line and say, they always said that Charlie Kirk was a Nazi, and then they celebrated after they killed him. If you go down to the rest of the song, he starts talking about, they're scrolling through their TikToks, Antifa clips, and saying that Trump is Hitler. They mad that they missed. They think that's how they feel. Is it how it is? And conservatives are evil? We shouldn't have the right to live. What Tom is saying here is, not every white person that supports MAGA, Make America Great Again, is on the enemy's side of the camp when it comes to making America great again. And guess what? I do not care for Donald Trump. I don't care for any elite politician right now, nor have I really since even I was old enough to vote during the Reagan administration. I've done a lot of homework over the last 30 years and sat under about 10 different presidents of the United States. When I was born in 1972, I do believe, who was president? Johnson? Big Johnson was president. And listen, that wasn't long after, was it Johnson? I have to go back and look. But y'all, that was a little bit after JFK was murdered, assassinated. And here we are, my lifetime later, and we got a Charlie Kirk issue on our hand. Okay. And then you can weave in Martin Luther King, because you know what? He was a black guy trying to say, will you stop yelling at the white people for a minute and listen? I mean, kind of, that's what he was saying. Can we not unify first and then figure out what the result is? Because here's what I'm hearing on the streets, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not a heretic, okay? I'm not a heretic at all. I'm hearing people say every day to me, we are sick and tired of the government. But the fact is, they control the money. They control how much food is accessible to you and what is in your food. They control your technology, my ability to communicate to you through this device. They control everything that has to do with health, wellness, and moderation, or modernization, okay? The flush toilets. You know, who do you think funds your public work system, your garbage man? That would be your taxpayers and private companies, okay? So, in my city, we've got like three different companies that we could choose from in order to pick up our trash every week. But the main one that picks up my trash, I do believe is funded by government funds, which means taxpayers' money. Back to Tom's song. You know, we're yelling at the wrong person, okay? Because at the end of his songs, he says, they say America ain't safe if you're black, gay, or trans. I think it's way more dangerous to be a Christian. And I said, shit, dude. Then the next line says, y'all started acting different back when Anthony Fauci made you keep the loved ones you love at a distance. I said, I can't even understand why no one would want to listen to this song, whether you're on the right or the left. Because if you look at that line, it's true. You know, 6 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, before the pan, if you think of where were you in 2019 before they sounded the alarm for everyone to stay away from each other and put on a freaking mask, okay? Not happy about what happened. And we'll talk more about that later, okay? Because I do not want to get demonetized. I'm not even monetized yet, okay? But I also don't want to get canceled. I'm trying to make a point here that if you are a human being, black, white, green, Muslim, Asian, non-Asian, you know, woman, man, Christian, Church of God, you know, apostolic, what else we got out here? We got Catholic, we've got Baptist, we have white people, black people, we got people everywhere. There's people everywhere, people. There's people everywhere. Okay. But if you can think back to 2019, right before that whistle got blown for 2020, that we needed to stay away from each other, y'all, something ripped the veil of the universe apart. Okay, apart. Something spiritual happened. And we shifted into a very dark place in the human psyche and consciousness, but we're coming out of that as light workers. But also, I also know that the lyrics of this song, where Tom McDonald's saying, you know, Christianity is under attack just as much as everything else, I agree with him on that. And not only do I agree that Christianity is under attack, okay, because everything's under attack, we're all under attack, okay? That's how we have felt since 2000. And 20. Okay. We all feel like we are pitted up against each other. All right. But here's what I'm seeing with MAGA, MAGA, the red hat that people want to blow off of your head, according to his song. The people who want to make America great again are not pleased with Trump on any stretch. Okay, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massie, look them up. These are your congressmen and women in America. Okay, MAGA ain't happy with Donald. I can tell you that right now. And so I want you to understand when I share controversial things like I'm about to share with you all, you know, through social media, that Tom McDonald might look like the worst redneck, white, Nazi, supremacist, anti-Semitic human being you have ever seen on the planet. But I have done a little bit of research on this man, and I can tell you he's trying to get you to wake up. That is not who he is. Okay. So I don't agree with everything he's saying. Okay. Because I get it. But when you start to feel attacked as a pagan, you know, a Christian pagan, whatever, you're like, what the fuck? Like, his Viking is coming out, which is why he looks like he does, I think. Anyway, but I love you, Tom. Listen, I got no beef with you. I get why you wrote the song, because I didn't know who Charlie Kirk was until Charlie Kirk was dead. And I went, oh my God, another veil has been ripped in the collective consciousness with this man's assassination. So we'll talk about that later. Anyway, I love you guys. I hope you understand where I'm coming from. Check out his video. Even if you disagree with it, you know what? You need to know what the enemy's doing. If you feel like it's an enemy to you, then don't you need to, like, you know, wouldn't you want the secrets? So, again, I'm purple. Okay, I'm purple, and I love you all. I just want to give you this information to think about today. So, again, like, subscribe. If you're curious about spiritual life coaching, then you can go to my website, thereikistation.coach. Check me out. Check out the podcast. We'll be doing more of this. So anyway, I love you all. Remember, live the dream. It is Wednesday, February the 11th, 2026. And the color of the day today is yellow. Have a great day. We'll see you later. All right. Bye.
All right, guys, just a little disclaimer here by myself, Holly King. I am not a medical doctor, a licensed clinical therapist, or a mental health therapist. All information and coaching provided is for educational and supportive purposes only and should not be considered medical or psychological advice. Please do consult your physician, licensed therapist, or another qualified healthcare provider before making any changes related to your health or even before beginning any coaching. So what that means, guys, is just consult with your doctor when you decide to check out our podcast. We'll see you later. All right. Bye.